From KXCI in Tucson, you are listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A. This project was formed in early April to better connect our community with each other in this time of social distance, quarantine, and staying at home. Sometimes this social distance thing feels like we're all floating alone in space. So it feels good to connect and hear how everyone is doing. This week, more folks from our community submitted captain's logs. You can submit a captain's log too. Just email amya@kxci.org and I'll send you instructions. It's really easy, I promise, and we would love to hear from you. Quarantine, the current situation. These are the stories of our community, its continuing mission to stay well and stay safe, to seek out a meaningful life in temporary isolation from one another, to boldly take measures to keep our community safe. Here are more stories from people in our community, an ever-expanding collection of Captain's Logs.
Tawana Steptoe, Captain's Log, Stardate September 10th, 2020. It's now been 6 months since I started working from home. I started on March 16th. At the time, I was teaching online classes at the University of Arizona, where I'm a history professor. I'm proud of my students and their enthusiasm to learn. Now I'm on sabbatical. My mornings usually begin in my backyard with my two dogs, Josie and Max. I usually check on my garden first thing in the morning, especially when I know it's going to be hot later in the day. Right now I'm growing tomatoes and peppers, okra, watermelon, beans, and squash. I inspect my plants each morning while the dogs run around the yard and the birds chirp. In the past few months, I've also started playing guitar again. I mostly play blues and some country. It's been a while since I played regularly, so I'm a little rusty. But playing music makes me feel peaceful. I spend most of my workday writing, while my husband teaches history classes online in a room down the hall. One of my writing projects this semester is a collection of historical documents from the Jim Crow era. I'm constantly struck by the parallels between now and then. As I work on this book, I think about how decades from now, there will be new history professors and they'll be teaching about the year 2020. And I wonder what they'll say about us. Thank you.
Hey, this is Bridget. Captain's log, stardate 9/10/2020. I've been home since March 13th, and I was recently hired at my first big girl job ever, and I'm super excited. It's been a little weird learning the ropes from home, but I'm just so thankful to be employed after being laid off in March. Around that time, I became extremely lonely and my mental health plummeted. And I'm not sure if it was not seeing people, having to be home all day, worrying about finances, or just the overall chaos in the world, but I wasn't doing well. And there were some really scary moments, but my friends were able to talk me through them. And I started seeing my therapist over Zoom, which has really helped. I've been hanging out with friends over Zoom or from a distance. And I began making clay earrings, which is really fun. Also playing a massive amount of video games, including Fortnite, which I have no shame. I love it and it makes me happy. So I'm doing it. I'm eating a lot of junk food and drinking way too much, but I think it's what's helping me get through all of this. One thing that does really feed my soul is when I visit my 92-year-old Nana and a few of the family members that live with her. Everyone else, all my Theos and Theas, have kind of decided to stay away for the most part, which is good, you know. But it really breaks her heart to not see her grandkids or her great-grandkids. We've initiated FaceTime calls and all that, but it doesn't really mean anything to her if she can't hold her little baby grandkids or anything. So to keep our mind off of things, I'll play some music for her, and she was mind blown when I told her that I could play any song she could think of with the use of the internet, and then I could put it on like that second. So out of anything in the universe, any song in the universe, the one she has asked me to play over and over again is Mi Voy Pa Pueblo by Los Panchos. And she only wants to listen to that song. She gets so happy and will like get up as fast as she can, grab her walker and like try her best to dance. And she'll make me play it like 4 or 5 times. And it gets pretty tiring, but then I end up singing it on the way home. So that's kind of what's kept me going.
Al pueblo, hoy es mi día, voy a alegrar toda el alma mía. ¡Ay! ¡Ay!
Tanto como yo trabajo y nunca puedo ir. No sé qué pasa con esta guajira que no le gusta el guateque y el ron.
Ahora mismo la voy a dejar en su bohío asando maíz. Me voy pa'l pueblo a tomarme un galón y cuando vuelva se acabó el carbón. Me voy pa'l pueblo, hoy es mi día.
Voy a alegrar toda el alma mía.
Me voy pa'l pueblo, hoy es mi día. Voy a alegrar toda el alma mía.
From KXCI in Tucson, this is the Captain's Log Project, where we ask our community to share how they are doing in this time of social distancing.
This is Jaime J. Captain's Log. Stardate. August 25th, 2020. 7:56 a.m. I sit upon the dewy morning grass, and I peer over my right shoulder. I notice the tiniest, tiniest dog attempting to engage in full combat with two much larger, much more aggressive dogs. And I think to myself, am I that tiny dog? And are those large dogs my bills?
This is Sky Shadows, Captain's Log, Stardate, August 25th, 2020. I told myself yesterday I'd stop listening to true crime podcasts, but I'm on my fourth hour of a five-hour-long story about some poor souls in the Midwest. I can't find anything else to listen to. I mean, I still love music. Ugh. I'll do better tomorrow.
Captain's Log, Stardate, August 25th, 2020, 9:01 a.m. Here I am again, the last person to log in to the Zoom call. I told myself I would be early next time. I told myself it would be different. But it's now 9:02, and Zoom isn't launching properly for me. What am I to do? By the time I get this figured out and log in, everybody will already be on the call. And I will once again be the last person to check into the Zoom meeting at work. How could I possibly live with the shame? The call finally loads. And I have this moment of awakening, of realization. This call was supposed to be on Google Hangouts.
This is still Sky Shadows, Captain's Log, Stardate, August 25th, 2020. I tried to buy shoes, but every shoe site just looks the same. I can't figure out what kind or how big. I don't even remember my shoe size sometimes. I learned today that there's a difference between a stray cat and a feral cat. A stray, I think, is one that you can pet. A feral one is where it's not approachable. It's around 5:30 p.m. There's cats everywhere. These are definitely not approachable cats. My friend and I still name them. And the one that I see now, his name is Two Eye. It's because he has two eyes. And it makes him different than the other cat that only has one eye. But we're still feeding him.
John Coinman, Captain's Log, Stardate, Sunday, September 21st, 2020, 4:31 a.m. Miho the cat walked across my face. I got out of bed, wove my way through the darkness to the kitchen to make coffee. 4:52 a.m. Sat beneath the stars, drank my coffee, contemplated the universe, and wrote my daily log. The sky has been burning in the west, and smoke has traveled across space, creating a red sun rising. Is this a dream we're living now? Dreamers stranded in a ghost town? In a place where time has gone astray, and it's Sunday morning every day? I gave thanks for all the blessings bestowed upon me in all my travels and all my adventures in life, and offered a daily prayer for those unfortunate ones who are a long way from home, or without any home at all. 5:57 a.m., Joe, my partner, and I put on our backpacks, as we do every day, and set out across the vast desert searching for signs of life. We can breathe here without spacesuits, but we wear masks anyway in case we encounter human beings. We saw Catherine and Debbie walking Sally's dogs, Lily and Chihuahua, because Sally is too frail to walk very far. Said hello and kept our distance. Saw nothing else of import today except a lone coyote running through the creosote and saguaros, looking back at us with hope that we're not after it. 8:40 a.m., ate eggs from our chickens, greens from our garden, fed the injured raven Poe, Johnny Big Bird and the seven hens, Brown Dog and Miho, our faithful companions. 9:02 a.m. to 9:30 a.m., got a radio signal from a station in Tucson, KXCI. Really good music. 10:01 a.m. to 1:03 p.m., worked in my module, making videos of my life and songs here, chronicling my journey through time and space. 1:05 p.m. to 1:28 p.m., ate salami, cheese, and crackers. 1:30 p.m. to 1:51 p.m., took a nap and woke up to the sound of Poe singing. Ravens are songbirds, and I love his voice. He is our sentry, constantly surveying the desert for any interlopers. Two wild ravens are visiting. 2:03 p.m. to 5:07 p.m., wrote and exercised my voice and my body. 5:11 p.m. to 6 p.m., made chili rojo with pork and New Mexico red from Española, New Mexico. 6:01 p.m. to 6:02 p.m., ate chili rojo on a hot tortilla. We'll eat it again tomorrow and maybe the next day. 7:41 to 8:57 p.m., watched episode 13, season 1 of the Spanish Netflix series Velvet. Got mad at Alberto for not marrying Anna, the love of his life. Instead, he married Christine, a naive socialite whose rich father, Gerardo, saved Alberto's dressmaking business, Velvet, from going bankrupt in exchange for him marrying Christine. Money over love. Rita secretly loves Pedro, who loves Rita's sister, Clara. And Luisa is pregnant and, oh well, I'm tired, going to bed. Good night. This is John Coinman, Captain's Log, signing off, Stardate Sunday, September 21st, 2020.
Empty-handed when I needed something. I saw lives go wasted, was all for nothing. I was left for dead in the great unknown, a long, long way from home. I've seen true forgiveness, retribution. I've been close to the truth, but far from salvation. I've seen God in the shadows, blood on the stone. And I'm alone. After a hard wind blows, trees grow high. And blinded by the light. In total darkness, I was filled with wonder. I was cold and heartless. I was the last man standing out there all alone. And I'm a long, long way from home. A leaf on the river after a hard wind blows. Trees grow high and seeds are sown.
From KXCI in Tucson, you've been listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A. Thank you for joining me. Tonight we heard logs from KXCI DJs Tawana Steptoe of Monday Night's Soul Stories and late Sunday night's show 11 to Heaven DJs Jaime J and Sky Shadows, as well as community member Bridget and local musician John Koyman. Thank you for sharing your life with us, Tawana, Jaime J, Sky Shadows, Bridget, and John, sending good thoughts your way. As for music, you heard John Koyman's song Long Way Home, as well as music from Los Panchos, City of Dawn, and Mary Lattimore. You can find our complete playlists and listen to all past Captain's Log programs at kxci.org. And as always, I invite you to submit your own log for a future show by emailing me at amya@kxci.org. I'm Amy A. signing off for tonight with a deep gratitude for the little things. Let's see if we can notice all those little things this coming week. Take care.
Live long and prosper.